Trouble falling asleep? Looking for a new sleep ritual? Why, it's time to unlock the magic of Night Falls. Step into a world where bedtime stories are designed to help you drift away. Night Falls is one of the world's leading bedtime story podcasts. Hosted by the soothing Scottish voice of Geoffrey Austin Newland, Night Falls offers original bedtime stories for adults delivered in friendly, soft tones. As each episode unfolds, the pace gently slows, guiding you towards relaxation and sleep. Why, you'll hear everything from reworked classics to original tales from the falls. Well, that's Geoffrey's time at the mystical Night Falls, a fictional story with immersive sound design, calming nature ambiance, and soft music. And don't just take my word for it, for Night Falls has been downloaded over 9 million times, and listeners say it always works and helps them sleep like a baby. Frankly, I couldn't agree more. So follow Night Falls now, wherever you listen to podcasts, and start listening for free today. Just search Night Falls on your favorite podcast app and take your first relaxing trip to the mystical falls.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And if we came in early and cut off the last 10 minutes of This American Life, well, the ending boiled down to things aren't always what they seem. But each of us holds a story waiting to be told in 38 to 44 minutes, with erratic threadbare percussion playing behind it. Now, a bit of housekeeping. I do have one unfortunate announcement about our cast for today's broadcast. All of them are present. But an otherworldly framing device can dream. So, slap on those noise-canceling headphones, start listening to something else, and do your best impression of someone prepared to enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7 years and 4 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload this podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of formerly the unnamable mountain, now known as Slobodan. I don't think the mountain likes it because it quakes slightly every time someone says that name. In the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chun? I guess, Chun? Chun?
Hey, buddy. Hey, oh, Arnie?
You're behind me.
Sorry. Hey, I'm on another podcast. I'll be done in like a couple hours.
What's that?
Do you mind? I'm on another podcast.
Oh.
I'll be with you in a couple hours if we...
A couple hours?
Yeah.
Oh, no. A long-run podcast?
Isn't that what we do on yours?
No, we do.
Pot kettle? Come on.
I mean, ours, you know, look, at least we started short. Now we're getting along. We're getting up there in length per episode.
I think you could take out the breaks and the ads. There's a good 17 minutes there.
It's just my best friend has this new podcast, and I'm his first guest, so I'm really excited. We're just laying down some sweet, sweet audio.
Wait, this isn't even Getting Nuts? There's another different podcast that you're doing?
Oh, you haven't heard about it. It's called Pinky Pod. It's so funny. It's hosted by, Arnie, you might know him. It's your pinky in a jar?
Oh, that's right. My pinky magically removed from my hand, and it can kind of talk a little bit, but it has its own podcast now?
It has its own podcast, and it's so funny. It's already released a trailer, and it's just, like, sweeping the nation. I do want to just say, I know you called it Pinky, and it went through a few different names. It was Pinky, it was PJ, because it's a pinky in a jar. It was Pinky Knee Camp for a while, which was too much. Now it just goes by PK1.
PK1, huh?
Yeah.
I would go with Pinky Knee Camp, but, once your pinky leaves your body, you can't control it. You just hope the best for it, really.
Is that a tongue twister? Once your pinky leaves your body, you can only hope for the best.
You know what? Yeah. I've decided it's okay, Chun. You have my permission to not be on this episode and to go do Pinky Pod.
Thank you.
Usador, how do you feel about this? Chun is off doing...
Well, I think we should introduce your pinky to Susie Cream Cheese.
Oh, that's right. The giant toe.
Yeah, I think they'd have a lot to talk about.
A lot of digits on this show.
and you're not good at math.
I don't even get what that joke is. That's how bad at math I am.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm joined by my other co-host, you. How you doing?
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fiang Yalak, known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hookstengis, and known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar, and also known as that slayer of the Dark Lord who must now, very soon, shuffle off this mortal coil into his everlasting gratitude of the goddesses.
I'm doing all right.
Hey, no, I wasn't asking. Can you keep it down? I know you're like pretty, you're a lot. I'm trying to record the Pinkie Pod.
Excuse you?
I'm trying to record the Pinkie Pod.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yes, I'll keep it down.
Okay, well, oh, sorry. PK1's saying that the, okay. PK1's saying it's no good right now. Okay, I can rejoin this pod.
I hope we didn't ruin it.
You did. That's what I'm saying. It looks like we're going to punt. Yeah, we're going to punt down the road.
Okay.
See, PK1 needs to realize what we learned at the beginning of this podcast is that Usador is always going to be yelling in the tavern, so you just have to incorporate him into the podcast. You just have to make him one of the co-hosts.
Yeah, nobody wanted me on the show. I just am around and loud enough that I was always picked up by the microphone.
Yeah.
What a great life lesson. If you're loud enough, you'll be on everything.
Well. By the way, Usador, I know you talking about the fact that you're pretending to die and all that blah, 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 reminded me, a wolf with bat wings came in and delivered a message earlier today saying that someone is coming to see you on Wizard Council business, something to do with the Wizard's Choice Awards. Who was it? It had an apostrophe in the name. No.
How many syllables acted out? Maybe sounds like?
Boy, it's going to take me a while. Let me think about it.
Wizard of the sixth realm of Ephesius, mistress of nature and nurture, reviver of the springs of Gautmagit, seer of the prophecies of the Temzit Mists, keeper of the sacred tome of Daefril, and two-time Wizard Choice Award nominee. The elves know me as Paramount Soitri. The vampires know me as Beyonce Bloodlust. The tree folk know me as Opal Vine Witch. And upon the Isle of Mist, I'm known as Ukotsta Soka. Yeah! Ask him my other names, and I shall gladly hear all, my child. What was that? Did you interrupt me?
I'm so sorry. I'm just freaking out. Oh, my goddesses, it's Jinlevia. You would be such a git for the Pinkie Pod.
What are you talking? Oh, Pinkie Pod?
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Pinkie Pod's here? Is that? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Where? How is my hair? Pinkie Pod records
amazing.
Here?
Amazing.
Oh, Pinkie Pod. The table right behind us here.
Oh, my gosh. There he is in the
It's my pinky, so I'm kind of connected to the show.
Wait. Pinkie Pod is your finger, Arnie?
It's my pinky. It kind of magically came off of my hand, and it has a tiny little cute voice, yeah.
Lady Comfort Food, you may not appear on Pinkie Pod.
Who is Lady Comfort Food?
Jinlevia has a jar as
Lady
well.
Comfort Food is the finger that Usador cut off by the obsidian sword. Do you remember that?
Yes,
remember that?
I remember. It was an accident. I'm so sorry about it.
Man, I'm just fucking pissed because... PK1 seems so stupid compared to Lady Comfort Food is maybe the best name I've ever heard.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, she named herself. She was like, she loves biscuits. She loves a good gravy.
Oh,
don't even talk about a macaroni and cheese. She'll stick her little head through the noodles and go, bip, bip, bip. It's so adorable. She's very cute.
Dumb question. Is the head the nail part or the bone, like the severed bone part?
Oh, no, that's the unattractive. I had Eunice, you know, the wizard who does,
I
know Eunice. You know, who does all the handicrafts. I had her do a macrame dress to cover up the stump part.
Oh, that's nice.
And, yeah, it's nice. And I had enough hair just on that top little knuckle so that I curl it. It's very cute.
Oh, that's nice. Aw, curled knuckle hair. Well, why don't, if you don't mind, I can introduce Lady Comfort Food to PK1.
Could you?
Yeah, absolutely. Here, let me just...
Yes, why don't you both head over to the table and do that right now while I have a small chat with Arnie.
Okay. Usador, I will need to talk with you later. I am here for you on official Wizards Council business. So, okay, but Lady Comfort Root is pulling me. She's pulling me. Honey.
Wow, that's a strong pinky.
Arnie,
Yeah, me. What?
Isn't it great?
Shut up. Help me get this bed off of my head so I can make it full size again.
Oh, my God. Isn't it crazy that it's not until someone that you really care about shows up that you realize that you're doing something really stupid? Like, you've had that bed on the back of your head for weeks. And
because
now
I can immediately lay down and be on my deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not stupid. It's very practical.
Okay, let me just unscrew this jar here. PK1? Hey, PK1, I know you're working on getting the audio kind of up and running, but I do have, well, I have two friends to introduce you to. One is Jen Levia the Red.
I am Jen Levia, and I will not bore you, because I don't want to bore a celebrity with my whole name. I'll just toss it. Can I introduce you to my Pinky?
That sounds good.
Okay, this is Lady Comfort.
Oh, hey.
Oh my god.
It's not
my hair. Oh my god, it says. Arnie, come here. We have to record this. This is the cutest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. This audio will be bigger than Magic Tavern times 10. Record this right now. Use your equipment to record this.
Okay, you weren't recording before?
I think it might have picked up on your mic, but
most of the podcasts in Foon are just people talking. They do not know how this works. They do not have the technology that I have. I've got to work. You know what? I think it's time that I segue into a producer role. I think that's maybe what I should start focusing on.
Well, if that's what you're going for, you know that new podcast you were looking for? Well, listen to this. What's up, Jar?
No, it's just kind of hard when you don't have a stamp in there. It's really hard to get around. I would just love to have a carriage pump. Wouldn't that be cool? That would be so nice. You know, it wasn't until I saw your cute little outfit that I realized I'm naked.
Arnie, isn't this great? I mean, PK1 kind of sounds like an inebriated towel, but isn't it great?
Look, there's something about PK1. I mean, I like everything about PK1 except for his name, frankly.
Okay, well, take that up with him. It wasn't my decision.
Oh, it was him? It was totally PK1?
Yeah.
And if I ask PK1, he'll say that he totally was like, please call me PK1.
I mean, I want to leave the room now.
Oh, there's no fucking way there's any recording in that conversation because I don't know how to use the equipment.
Well, I'm going to shut this jar here. Let me
poke. I just leave us alone. We got so much to talk about.
I'll absolutely leave you alone. Another dumb question.
Keep
should
the
I be.
Jar is rocking, don't come a knocking.
Holy shit. Arnie, I think these pinkies are fucking.
Oh my gosh. Lady Comfort Food. Please throw a blanket on yourself. My God, I didn't know they had Orify.
Well, I guess they're not fucking, they're finger banging.
Oh, of course. Well, that makes sense.
I'll just be dying. Dying in this back room. I'll just be dying.
Usador!
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about
dying.
Usador. I mean, I forgot about you because we broke up and I don't really care about you anymore. I had that part of my brain extracted and someone made it into sweetbreads with apricot sauce. It was quite delicious.
Whoa, well, that's what an extreme measure to take. For though we have parted ways, I shall always hold a fond place for you in my heart and my mind.
I don't remember you at all. Listen, I'm here on Wizard Business. I am here representing the Wizard's Choice Award, and I'm just here to investigate your not dying, honey.
I'm right in the middle of it.
No, I mean, it's a little bit odd that you, having fulfilled your destiny by killing the Dark Lord, are still alive and somewhat robust. Your muscular, sir, is actually... Oh, I'm starting to remember the looming over me. With a boiled egg on a stick.
Let's get you to a jar.
I don't have time for that. So, Usador, I'm just here to confirm that you can be, in fact, one of the Wizard of the Year nominees. But I'm just a little bit dubious. So I'm here to just investigate, you know, all that rot. Since I've retired, I don't do much else.
Retired?
Oh,
you didn't know. So after I left you in a huff and we broke up, I decided to fire... financially independent, retire early. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's if you read the Reddit scrolls each month, there's quite a robust community around firing.
Oh.
And so I moved to the Isle of Migas because I had a name there, Ucosta, and I decided to just start anew. One finger short and one lover short. So I decided to just, you know, hang out there.
Well, what a wonderful turn of events. I'm glad you're able to go there. Do they have plenty for you to eat?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, early on in my career, I decided to invest in the mushroom business. And I was able to, you know, it just went skyrocketing. As ever since the Dark Lord came out, people, you know, they're just tripping their balls off. So really, I've made quite a lot of money. I'm independently wealthy, and I own a small hut in Migas, and it's really lovely. I even Airbnb it sometimes when I'm just lonely and I want to fuck.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, so you could, there's plenty of food, and it sounds like you found love of a sort.
No love. No love.
Oh, no love. Okay. Are you able to practice your religious beliefs?
Oh, enough. You know, I mean, really, it's all let it hang out. Since you betrayed me and broke my heart and threw it on the ground and just stopped it, and then you're dying in front of me. Not that I care, of course.
I don't quite remember it happening that way. But so you're able to eat and pray and fuck.
Yeah, Eat, Pray, Fuck. That's the name of my podcast, if I ever do one.
Oh, excellent. I feel like there's so much wisdom in those three words. Can I ask?
Arnie, buddy, real quick.
I was going to ask a fuck question, but all right.
Okay.
New segment. Arnie, I don't know if you just heard Jim Levia, but she said Eat, Pray, Fuck. That would be the name of my podcast if I ever had one. You just talked about getting into producing.
Oh, my goodness. This is wonderful. I have nothing else to do up there in Migas. I opened a cafe just to say it's not open every day because that's how expatty I am. You know, I bought an espresso machine and everything. It's never been used.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just want to talk to tourists. I do. But this would be wonderful. I could record from there. We make the owl could transport the sounds back and forth between our two domiciles. And, you know, I'll shoot the shit. You know, wow. I have a lot to say.
You're right. That does sound a lot like my ex-girlfriend, Patricia, my ex-Patty.
Oh, ex-Patty. She sounds lovely. Was she a gerbil as well?
She was. Yes, she was. Well, I'm not a gerbil, but she was. And she had a similar thing happen where we broke up. She had her memories of me turn into sweetbreads. It was sort of an eternal sweetbread of the spotless mind situation.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
And now every time I see her, she doesn't recognize me. And I think that's for the best. I think we might fall in love again. Who knows? But... who knows? Arnie, were you going to say something?
I'm just wondering about this whole sweetbread thing. Are you, like, she doesn't remember dating you, but how confident are you that you ever dated her? Like, maybe you just accidentally ate some sweetbread memories of dating her.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we dated. I'd say I'm, like, 15% sure.
That's pretty much settled then, yes.
Yeah,
listen, I'm not saying that my hippocampus hasn't regenerated. In some evenings, I do touch my clavicle in a erotic way, thinking about Usador and his misty self entering all of my orifi, including my clavicle. I do have I have a clavicle orifi. Did you know that? Yeah.
You have a clavicle. You have a clavicle.
Clavicle, exactly. Thank you very much.
Is that why you sort of make a whistling sound when you run?
Exactly. That's why I could never run a marathon. I'll just fall over.
And that's why you don't smoke.
Of course.
Because it'd come out your neck.
It'd come out my neck, exactly. Right. And it'd look like, I'm on fire, baby, I'm fire.
Why don't we take a quick break? And when we come back, maybe we can talk more about Eat, Pray, Fuck, maybe getting off the ground, Arnie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe we could just do what I need to be doing here and investigate why Usador is still alive.
Yes, we'll get right to that.
He's barely alive.
Right after these ads.
Usador.
Yes.
How are you doing? Like, Genlevia's here. You know, you broke up, but I know that you still think about her a lot.
Well, of course. She is my lady love, and we are destined to be together since the days before we even took human form. And now I must fake my own death in front of her. She'll be...
Oh, yeah.
She'll be heartbroken, even though she won't know it.
That's right. If she's here to find out why you're not dead, she could discover the Dark Lord's not really dead, and that would be bad.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad. So I'm going to go for broke here. I think it's time for Usador to die.
What? Usador, you've been fucking around for like a month with this. You're really going to...
Oh, I think it's been longer than a month.
Oh, probably. Yeah. But so you're finally going to die? Yes? This episode? You're not going to save it for Pinkie Pod?
No, I'm not going to do that on Pinkie Pod. I'm doing it on Hello from the Magic Tavern, the best podcast in all of food.
Oh, buddy, I love you. I love you too. So much when you die.
I'm not really dying.
Hey, real quick, did I hear you guys talking about Pinkie Pod?
No.
That means for a second.
Yusor, can you turn me into a pinky and put me in the jar? I wanna be a pinky. It's all the rage. It's so fun. Chunt, it seems so fun.
Chunt, before I die, the power's been within you all along. You're a shapeshifter. You can be whatever the fuck you want.
Right, yes. Oh, sorry. Let me just...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Gross.
Wait, maybe we can pretend like that was part of my true purpose. That'll help explain it. Yes, yes, yes.
Yusor, do you need anything from me to help you?
I need nothing, for I have the wisdom of Winky Silks and Michael Gunch right here in my pocket. As soon as I open this note, I shall put on the greatest guise ever devised by the amazing thespians of the Cocktickler's troop.
Or should we call you Mr. Puss?
What? What does that mean?
Don't spoil it.
Can't wait to find out who I'm going to be.
Excuse me, can I go over there now? I'm tired of seeing these pinkies fuck. It's really awkward.
Oh,
you don't want to see a friend fuck. You definitely want to see a pinky fuck.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's cute for a second, and then it's weirder than you would think.
It's weird. It's making me feel tickly in ways I don't feel comfortable in public. Usador.
Yes.
Please sit down with me, dear.
Of course. Yes, yes. Oh, it's so hard to sit down because every movement I make may be my last.
It's funny because your musculature is quite robust for someone who is on death's door.
Hmm. Well, yes, for I'm dying because I completed my true purpose, not because of any specific weakness. So I feel the life ebbing out of me, and soon I shall turn into a shaft of light and fire myself into the sky. Oh, Genevieve!
Don't do it!
Oh, sweet, sweet Genevieve!
I can't see you like this.
Oh my!
I bought you a little hut next to mine on Vegas. I thought maybe we could get back together. I'm tired of fucking expats and all these other Airbnbers that never pick up towels. They never pick them up. And here I am praying that you indeed were not dead. But then, if you're not dead, then what happens? Is the Dark Lord, alive? Can you tell me?
Well, of course he's not alive. That would mean that that there's all sorts of danger still imminent here in Foon, and certainly.
Usador, my eyes are very big right now, and my boobs are popping out. Where is the Dark Lord, my dear?
How did her eyes get that big?
Those would make great song lyrics.
Genlevia.
Yes.
I'm looking you directly in the eyes.
They're very large. They're as big as saucer plates. I can't even find contacts for these big buggins.
And I swear to you, by the realms of Ephesius themselves, that I did pick up that obsidian sword, and I did drive it through the chest of the Dark Lord.
Swear to me on your manhood, like literally your dick. Swear on your dick.
Wait, okay. That's what manhood means?
Swear on your...
Oh, now I'm just a giant pinky. Sorry, Arnie, what were you saying?
I didn't know that manhood meant dick all these years.
Listen, Usador.
Yes?
Swear on your little tiny chump that you killed the Dark Lord.
Now we know.
You swear.
Hands and pants. I swear that I killed the Dark Lord.
Oh. Hands and pants, I swear. Hands and pants, I swear. I don't know what to do with that. It's just, I love it. I'm sorry, Arnie, I love it.
There's something there. There's something there.
Something's there. I totally agree with you. Make a note for my Eat, Pray, Fuck podcast, please. Thank you.
Yes.
That'll be my outro.
Perfect.
Usador, I believe you. I believe that you would never deceive me like this. I mean, we are basically meant to be together. I did do the pray part. I went to a shrine, and I took so many shrooms, and I tripped balls with several elves who, by the way, have big, big balls. And... we had a group orgy. It was a lot of elf semen everywhere on everything. You don't know how many purple flowers sprung up because of that kind of gravy. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm following the story just fine.
Exactly.
I'm going to listen to the fuck out of this podcast. I can tell.
And so, I know that you would never deceive me because we were truly cleaved as one. And when you die, part of me will die. And I will throw myself into intercourse with every single natural person, except, save Arnie and this this badger thing.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah, I would never want you.
Arnie, with all these sexual details she's giving out, I feel like I should call her daddy.
Well, I would never wish to deceive you unless it was for the greater good, which, of course, I'm deeply committed to the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
But it is fortuitous that you're here today, for today is the day that I die.
Oh, no! Can I cut off your chub and take it with me?
That's good commitment.
Please, I just want something to remember you by. And then Lady Comfort Food and your chub can live as one in a jar and do that thing with the pinky over there that there's going up, because I'm certainly not letting that relationship thrive, okay? It's a one-off. Lady Comfort Food, eat it and then we're going to move on.
You know what? Okay.
Really?
Okay, what? Fine. Yeah, take a little chub with you. It's fine. Hey, right. Enjoy.
Well, can they at least start a podcast in a jar? Arnie, this is your time to produce.
Chub and comfort.
I'm sorry. There's a lot to process here. You know, obviously, Usador is dying, so it doesn't matter. But hypothetically, like, I guess I don't know much about wizard chub. Like,
oh, it's detachable, of course. There's just, it's, you know, one of those, it's like a hook. And one of those things you pop on, like at the front of a jacket.
Yeah.
It just goes, pop. Yeah. I mean, did you think I was going to cut off his appendage? That would be brutal. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I would never cut off something from his body like he did of me.
Sorry about that. So sorry. Very awkward, but I suppose, let us adjourn to the back room. And I shall there lay upon my deathbed. And,
Arnie. What is adjourn mean?
It's like a short journey, I think.
Oh, adjourn. Oh, like, let's go on adjourn. Yay!
Yeah.
Everyone get in the cart. We're going for adjourn. Grab your horses,
like a vacay.
Boys. We're going for adjourn.
I call shotgun.
Yes, hello. My full-size deathbed is now in this room here. Follow me in, and I shall lay upon it, and soon I shall turn into pure light. Here, watch as I walk to my deathbed.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, what happened to his bedhead?
The back of his hair is very well coiffed. It's so sexy, and look at his buns squeezing. He always walks like he's on a marathon, you know?
He flexes.
He does. He flexes when he goes. That's why it's so firm. He's got a little bottom there. Oh, he's so cute. I can't believe he's going to die.
Oh, Jen, Olivia, while he's dying, you talked about selling a lot of mushrooms for money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any tips for me? I'm looking to invest.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, let me just tell you, the crypto space is burgeoning. Like, every crypt in the undead area it's going to be, the resale value is going to be off the chain.
Oh,
so what I've done is
I've
bought up every crypt in the near, you know, graveyards, 40, 50 crypts. I'm going to be able to sell those crypts. Exactly, nice. To the moon, as it were.
You know, I thought about maybe I'll buy these mushrooms, and maybe what I'll do, Jen Livia, is maybe I'll start working out and then also taking a shit. So I'm sort of like pumping and dumping, and because
I can collect those dumps and we'll grow more mushrooms.
That's what I'm saying, is mushrooms eat shit. Oh, this is perfect. We'll talk more.
Let my boyfriend die first, and then we'll get a business plan going.
If I had a gold piece for every time.
It's these kind of conversations that convince me that if it's a scam or if it's not a scam, I'm okay not knowing anything about it.
I have a crypt to sell you, Arnie. Did you know that? I listen, it's a one of a kind, I promise. You can only mint one of them. His name is Mint. It's Count Mint.
Oh, I think he's dead. He died. Look, his eyes are closed. Yeah, his eyes are closed.
Oh my God. Oh,
yes.
So beautiful.
My eyes are closed.
Not quite dead. Not quite
Fuck.
Dead.
My eyes are closed. And here is some glitter. And a blinding white light. Goodbye!
The light didn't blind me. The glitter in my eyes blinded me.
Oh, like, ouch! This is... It's the herpes of crafts. Stop it. Oh,
gosh,
my God.
It's hard to see. I feel like I vaguely see some moving around, but I can't really see what's going on with his death.
He's gone. He's gone.
Oh, that was very strange to see. Says I... Flint Puss. Yo, fellas. What's up? It's me, Flint to the P-U-S-S.
What's up indeed, stranger. Very nice to make your acquaintance. Let us all weep for days and grab a drink.
Yeah, so sad about Usador, isn't it?
Yeah, he's dead and definitely not you.
And he took his chub with him. He didn't give me his chub. He didn't unhook it or anything. No.
I think if you lift up that pillow right there, it's right under the pillow.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's so small.
Chub fairy missed it.
Yeah, the chub fairy didn't leave anything for him or me.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, I'd reach into my mouth and I'd loosen my chubs just so I could put it under my pillow.
It's beautiful. Did you get anything from the fairy? Did she leave you anything?
Come to think of it, no. She's just a chub hoarder.
Wow. Maybe it's a collecting thing. She's a little bit of an intervention. Listen, I need to take this chub, and I need to nurse it. Even though this new gentleman has such nice buns in the back, it's almost as if he flexes every time he walks.
Yes. Why are you crunching my pants?
Nice one. Now, why don't you put your hands in your pants, touch your genitals, and say, hands in my pants, I swear I'm not Usador, just for no reason.
Hands in my pants, I swear I'm not Usador.
Well, there's no way he's lying.
Well, I believe you, good sir. My grief is definitely fogging my brain right now, and I have my love's chub. And don't you... I guess I could call him my love now. You know, of course, Arnie Chunt.
Yeah?
Usador and I were meant to be together. And every time I said that I had sex with Spintax or several elves or a centaur herd, it was true, but in my mind, Usador was there as well.
I thought that sentence was going to go a different way, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to tell tales out of tavern, but Usador once got really drunk, Jinlevia, and this is really hard since he just died, for real, hands in my pants, I swear. He got super, super blacked out drunk, and he told me that there was this prophecy that if you two ever fell fully in love, that you would combine into one wizard called Yuslevia, and it would be sort of, I forget, what color does blue and red make?
It's like a
reddish blue.
Yeah, I think it's bluish, blue, yellowish with a yellow.
Yeah, maybe like a yellowish, right?
Like can?
I'm not sure if that's right.
Nothing like can.
I'm not sure. It's not like can.
Purple? Like a purple? Indigo, maybe? But it would the two of you would have made this almost like bigger, taller, more powerful wizard called Yuslevia, and that was what he really wanted. So he wanted to
absorb me and basically name the new entity more after himself than me, which is one of the most chauvinistic, misogynistic, disgusting things I've ever heard. So I would be subsumed into him and all my talents and interests. And so basically I don't exist. He just takes what he wants from me, from the husk of what I was. And maybe I don't even have tits anymore. What a dick.
Doesn't sound great.
Now that I'm hearing it, maybe that does suck.
Why don't we take a break? And everyone go to the bar and I'll buy a round of drinks and everyone can drink to Usador. Because I'm Flint Puss and I'm a huge fan of Usador. And I have this funny hat with horns.
This new guy is pushy.
Yeah, he's very thirsty. He's a thirsty man.
Well, I guess we should raise a glass. You know, he was a good friend to
me. Let's raise a glass and flex an ass to Usador the Blue.
To Usador. Give me an espresso cup. That's what we always drank out of together.
Oh.
It was really sweet. I had a set, and it has one of them had a J and one of them had an N, but we'd turn it upside down, and I'd be like, look, it's yours.
Oh. Arnie, start... let's start rolling the podcast equipment if we're not, and we'll have this be the first episode of
Chan, of course. We're doing Home for the Magic. Of course.
Welcome to Eat, Pray, Fuck. My name is Jinlevia the Red, and I'm going to drop everything else because I've found a new me, girls. We could definitely explore everything that women really need to be once they're free of the person that I loved and were meant to be with. I have his dick in my hand, and I'm stirring...
Is that a metaphor, Jinlevia?
No, I literally have his dick in my hand. I'm stirring the chub in my little espresso cup. And look how it fits. It's so small.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, Jinlevia, earlier you mentioned that you were finding a new me. Is that why you lived in Migas?
I did. That's absolutely right. I found, I actually just killed a woman and took her house because the view was so good. And she wouldn't sell. I tried. I tried to give her a crypt. She said, that's a scam. It's going to ruin the environment. And I just killed her straight off.
Perfect.
So But it's a really nice view. I actually brought her back to life, and now all she does is scrub my toilet just 24/7. Oh. Yeah, it's nice. So, yes, I have a place where I'm finding me. I'm getting my groove on, so to speak. There's several mermen that I lure onto the shores, and I ravish them. I mean, it's willing, of course. You know, they love a good ravishing.
Please know I'm a big pinky right now. Otherwise, I'd be snapping, but I am a giant pinky.
You got it, yeah. So I feel like you know me. Like, Chunt, tell me, what would you do if you could just let it all out like I have and fire away?
Yes, I feel like you really captured what it means to be free. When I think of Migas, I think about me, I guess, because I never look after myself, right?
You don't. You're a carer.
I am a carer.
You
right?
take care of other people before yourself, and that is not
you.
Helping anyone, Chunt.
It's not. I'm not getting where I want to be. No. My ex Patty has left me. You know, I've lost a lot of loved ones. And, who was that? Zach Plasma, that little guy I lost. I've lost so many loved ones.
What? You're forgetting about Zach Plasma already?
Yeah, I tried to have that sweetbread process done, but it didn't. It sort of came out half-baked.
It's a little iffy. I still basically had everything except for two times when, you know, something happened. I don't know.
Oh, you're a Wizard Choice Award.
That's right. The Wizard Choice Award. I was a Wizard Choice Award nominee.
And speaking of Genevieve, here's what I thought to do was to take care of myself. I decided to start doing the Chunt Awards. Every year, I win every category. And it just kind of helps lift up my self-esteem.
Oh,
it makes me know I'm worth something. And if I need a tiny little trophy to tell me I'm worth something, then goddesses, damn it, I should have it, right?
Goddesses take... I'm going to snap. That
goddesses
is
take
wonderful.
The wheel.
Goddesses take the wheel. This is wonderful advice for everyone finding themselves.
it's such an interesting topic. Who do you think might win this year?
Oh, pus.
I know, pus. I don't know you, but you are. You're pussy. That's all I gotta say.
Am I acting like a total chode?
I mean,
I'm supposed to act like a total
chode. Oh, yeah, I know. Why don't I hold this paper for you?
Thank you.
You're on the chode spectrum, perhaps, but you're not full chode, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try a little harder.
Okay. Anyway, well, the Wizard's Choice Award has many worthy nominees this year. I mean, obviously, if you vanquish the Dark Lord, I'm going to do everything in my power, sexually and blackmail-wise, maybe even a little murder, to make sure that Yusidor wins, okay?
That's wonderful.
So, Genlevia, what you're saying is all of the living Wizard's Choice nominees this year are going to get a lot of sex from you.
No, the nominating committee. All 4,000 people who vote every year? Yeah, I'm going to have to get going soon just to get started on this, but I will, in fact, ensure that Yusidor does win. That is the last thing I can do for my beloved. But, you know, there was Rhonda, Rhonda the Burgundy, and she did kill a whole island full of Selkies. It was a lot of Selkie murder, but they deserved it. Really, they deserved it. And she was nominated for that. And then, you know that Can was nominated.
Really?
Yeah, just,
why?
I know.
Why?
Well, I think they needed a filler, and he farted on Spintax, and everyone laughed, and they were like, that's funny.
That's pretty good.
It was really funny. It was like a big old ripper, you know? If he didn't have his pants on, you get pink eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if I was on the nominating committee, I would definitely vote for Yusidor, and I think that... that maybe if you're going to be doing all that work to help him win, maybe you could just leave that penis here.
Oh, I will never be parted with my little chub, my Yusidori chub.
Okay.
It's little baby. I'm going to name him something. I don't know. What do you think Yusidor would have wanted his chub? You know what, Chunt?
Yeah.
Since you're so close to a chub.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you name Yusidor?
Do you
know what he'd want to be named?
I mean, if I'm being honest, he'd want it to be named Lady Comfort Food, but
that's taken.
That is taken. So let's see here, little chub.
It does look like a PK1 a little bit.
Oh, that's taken as well. But you know, that's such an unextraordinary name. I think two of them could have it.
How about Slops?
Slops? Really,
are you sure that's what Yusidor would want?
I think so. Sticky little Slops. Sticky Slops. Look at you, look at him.
Oh, he's rolling over.
Oh, my goodness. He does have... Oh, he has...
Sit. Slop, yes. Sit.
Slop, sit. Sit.
No. No, no H. I said sit. No H. clean that up, Slops.
Yeah, rub its nose in it.
I love it. I'm going to make it a little bed next to mine. It's going to be so cute.
I knew this was going to happen. Yes.
Excuse me a second. Flint Puss, right?
Yeah. I'm Flint Puss. Why are you crunching my pants?
Yeah, I know your catchphrase. Could I speak to you in private for a moment, Flinch?
Sure. Arnie, I don't know why they gave me this role to play. It seems quite obnoxious.
Yeah, they whipped it up really fast. Probably shouldn't improvise a character.
Terrible idea.
But what I was going to say is maybe this Flint Puss character, I'm a little concerned. It's a little too close to Usador.
What?
People might see through that it's really you. You should be a character that is nothing like Usador.
Exactly. That's why I've come up with a backup plan. Eroth Trolltruck!
Oh! Who's that? What in the world?
Look at this adorable dog.
Oh, roll over.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh, on cue. He can shit on cue.
Wow.
How marvelous.
Arnie, we have to get this dog its own podcast.
Yeah. Well, you're a little cutie. What happened? Did you kill Flint? Thank you, because I didn't even know the guy, but I wanted him dead immediately. I was going to kill him before
same,
I left.
Same.
Yeah. You're a little cutie. Come here. Get your mouth off slop. Come on. That's not a bone.
No.
It's a bone, but a different kind of bone.
Don't pull.
Hey, don't pull it.
You know, I feel like in a way you sort of would have always wanted this.
Slop, you can't stay with this cute little doggy. Although you do have a lot of chemistry, you and Slop. This dog and this little chub have a lot of chemistry. Is it a match made in heaven? No. I'm going to take him home. Do you want to come with me, little puppy? Do you want to come home to Migas?
Oh, wait. The puppy has a little name tag. It says Professor Scrambles.
Professor Scrambles?
Oh.
Oh, Professor Scrambles and Slops.
Yeah.
It's like a little spinoff. They could solve crimes together.
Yes. They could go on adjourn. They could, Arnie, how do you say it? They could adjourn. They could
adjourn, yeah.
They could adjourn.
Let's totes adjourn.
Yeah, every episode's adjourn.
Well, the only thing is, I feel like Professor Scrambles has some responsibilities here in the tavern, just taking care of things that are in the basement that need to not escape.
Oh, yeah. I'm a guard dog.
Whoa!
Professor Scrambles!
Professor Scrambles, are you a true professor? Oh, this is very interesting now. I've forgotten entirely that the love of my life just died moments ago.
Look, he's standing on two legs. He's wearing a brown trench coat and a hat. He's holding drugs. What's he going to do with those drugs?
I'm going to turn him in, because only you can prevent crime.
Why did he wink at us when he said he's going to turn him in?
I think he's conflating two catchphrases.
Very weird, kind of a Frankenstein sort of situation here.
Yeah, only I can prevent drugs? I don't think that's right.
only you can stop, drop and roll, and put a fire out of the drugs.
No, you stop, drop, and roll. That's your trick. Professor Scramble, stop. Now drop, now roll. Who's good? Belly pads.
What a cutie. Oh, goodness. Professor Scrambles, I want to hire you.
What, Ruff?
Since we clearly have a savant in the investigative abilities, I want you to tell me exactly what transpired with the Dark Lord and Usador. I need you to investigate and report back to the Wizards Council, because I need a report. I want every aspect of Usador's final moments, final weeks, final year. I want to know exactly who he talked to, and I want to be able to record it for posterity so generations of magicians can be inspired by Usador.
You've come to the right place. I'm the one that can tell you ruff, everything you need to know. Ruff.
Okay. Well, just send me a bill.
You know what? This one's on the house. Ruff.
Oh, that's so lovely.
You know what? I don't know if this dog can really talk. Let me put him through a bit of a test. Hey, dog, what's that thing that covers a house?
Ruff.
You said rough. Okay, well, it's a roof. Close enough. What's that feeling like? Sandpaper has that texture. It's kind of
roof.
Roof. Okay, I was looking for rough. Maybe this dog's just dumb.
Mr. Sparkles, Professor
Scrambles.
Scrambles. That's it. Professor Scrambles.
Right. Yeah.
What are your intentions here, in this town?
Well, I'm gonna protect this town, and be a force for good. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Now that I'm an investigator, ruff.
Oh, he's wearing a shirt that says, only you can prevent drugs. We'll have to assume he already had that and not that it magically appeared somehow. Right, dog?
Really interesting. Yeah, the merchandising just happened immediately.
Dogs don't do magic.
Oh, yeah.
You're working on your brand building, huh?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to have to send some emails and see if I can make those shirts magically appear on Earth.
What an interesting segue into a possible opportunity. A mercantile shop, perhaps, to offer something that is iconic and funny and in-joke, yet obscure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad you noticed my mercantile. It is a ceramic tile, and on it I have glued a merkin. Merkin's sort of a, we all know what a merkin is.
It's a pubic wig. Oh, I know. Yeah. I have four of them on right now.
Four?
Yes. I got a lot of real estate to cover down there.
You're stacking mercantiles?
Remember clavicle?
Yes, yes, exactly. I like to put a merkin around my clavicle hole just so all my orifices are very easy to find in an orgy situation.
Mm. Yeah. Each merkin's like a little rough, rough signpost. Let you know where to go. Rough, rough. Hey, Chun. Rough. Ask me what covers a tree.
What's that substance that covers a tree?
Leaves.
Well, all right. I'll give it to you.
I thought it was impossible, but the rapport and the jokes have gone down since you left us.
Well, he's a dog, you know.
Well, I have high standards.
Speaking of high standards, let's open up that jar and hear some more from Pinkie Pod.
This is the best I've ever had.
And Arnie, we can bleep that out. We can bleep out PK1. We'll clean that up in post.
Lady Comfort Food, please attend to me. Oh, she! Do you see how she sprouts wings? Yes, it's so interesting. Last summer, she went into a cocoon state for about 8 months, and then she emerged with a pair of wings on the back. So she really did.
A cocoon state, Arnie? Didn't you say that's Florida?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
You said that's the state cocoon happens in?
Oh, yeah, that's right. When you enter Florida, there's a big sign that has Wilford Brimley, and it says you've just crossed the Brimley line.
Oh,
right.
And Brimley, he's the big guy, and he guards Florida, and if you walk up to him, he says either die or beat these, and then he points to a bunch of sugary sweets. Is that right? Die or beat
these? I thought he says either don or ameach these. Ameachies? It's hard to remember, though.
End of show. Podcast stop.
Did we just replace Usador with a dog? Well, I guess someone is reading those cards you drop in the suggestion box. Wizard's Choice Award nominee, Usador the Blue, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Junlevia the Red Wizard was played by special guest Felicia Day. You can find her on Twitch at twitch.tv/Felicia Day. Also, check out Felicia's creativity book, Embrace Your Weird, available where books are sold. Hello from the Magic Tavern is taking the next 2 weeks off to sort through mountains of fan mail and cease and desist letters. Think of it as time to recover from all the plot developments we just slung at you. We'll be back with a new episode on Monday, April 18th, after your Earth taxes have been safely filed. On each Monday until then, we'll be looking out the window in the early evening and releasing a bonus episode from the Patreon to the main feed, so you can get two potent little tastes of what you're missing. Speaking of getting your Patreon, no regrets. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Good people like Matthew Brunel, John Tall, Sarah Kettle, Justin Todd Sturges, Ethan Hartline, Casey Blizzard, Chloe Kent, Meredith Harper, Jen Stevenson, Jeff Schwarzkopf, and Robbie. Or should I say, and introducing Robbie as next-door neighbor, Mr. Slips. Patreon supporters get ad-free episodes. Wait a minute, that sounds exciting. Oh, I see. Ad-free episodes. And at least two new bonus episodes each month. This week's exclusive bonus episode, out on Thursday, is a brand new Behind the Tavern interview with Chris Rathjen about playing the character Baron Ragoon. Never heard of him. They should use him on this show. Here's an advanced clip.
Did you have other character ideas from the beginning? I think you did.
I did have some other ideas. I had... So my ideas that I pitched were kind of a villainous nobleman from the... you know, off-the-shelf kind of Sheriff of Nottingham kind of character, or just shows up a lot in fantasy. And that obviously became Baron Ragoon. The other ideas I had, I thought of being a census taker who was tasked with getting a complete census of Foon by, like, the very first king of Foon 30,000 years ago, and he couldn't die until he was done. And, of course, you know, babies are born. Things change. And so he just has to keep doing
creatures
this
multiply.
Forever. Yeah. And that fellow's name would have been Kraz Gazmataz, everyone.
Guys,
no,
once
you
again,
robbed us of Kraz Razmataz.
I've made a horrible mistake. I picked the wrong one. Look, Krasmataz or whatever it would have only been on, would have only been on one episode probably, but would have been worth it.
You know the nice thing about clips? They end. To learn more about supporting the show, go to patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Now, go make 2 weeks of memories. I'll be right here, saving up the energy to not be interested in hearing about any of it.